This is a tough week. New Jersey is probably the most diverse state in America. Jersey City, I think, is the most diverse community in our state. And its strength has been tested this week. And not surprisingly, we're seeing extraordinary resilience. God rest the souls who we lost. And we come together as one New Jersey family.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. Welcome to Day 1056. The Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee today about the origins of the FBI's Russia investigation. Horowitz reaffirmed that the investigation was adequately justified, despite several errors, which FBI Director Christopher Wray has promised to address. Horowitz also said that he met with Attorney General William Barr's hand-picked prosecutor, U.S. Attorney John Durham, last month, seeking information related to the opening of the Trump-Russia probe, as well as the surveillance warrants the FBI obtained and renewed on former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Horowitz said Durham's information failed to convince him that the FBI's 2016 investigation of the Trump campaign was improperly opened. When the report was released, however, Durham issued a public statement saying that he didn't agree with Horowitz's conclusion. Barr also said that he disagreed with Horowitz's conclusion and accused the FBI of having acted in bad faith by pursuing the case. The 434-page report concluded that there were, quote, serious performance failures, end quote, but found that the FBI did have adequate cause to launch the investigation and was not motivated by political bias. Trump, meanwhile, called the FBI scum at a rally in Pennsylvania last night.
The FBI also sent multiple undercover human spies to surveil and record people associated with our campaign. Look how they've hurt people. They've destroyed the lives of people that were great people. That are still great people. Their lives have been destroyed by scum, okay? By scum.
Trump was referring to members of the FBI who were involved in the investigation into his 2016 presidential campaign. He also reiterated his claim that the investigation was launched by biased individuals within the intelligence community who were intent on undermining his presidency, a theory that was debunked by a report from his own DOJ Inspector General.
They hid it. They deceived it and they lied. The dossier was written by a discredited foreign agent who, quote, desperate that Donald Trump not get elected and was passionate about him not being the United States president. What's this? Folks, they spied on our campaign, okay? They spied. Never happened before in the history of our country.
The Justice Department Inspector General did confirm that he's still investigating possible illegal leaks by the FBI to Rudy Giuliani in 2016. Just days before then-FBI Director James Comey announced that he was reopening the criminal probe into Hillary Clinton's email server, Giuliani claimed that he had heard some, quote, pretty big surprises, end quote, about Clinton that, quote, should turn this thing around, end quote. Inspector General Michael Horowitz told the Senate Judiciary Committee today that his team was struggling, however, to prove that they were illegal leaks because it's, quote, very hard to prove the actual substance of the communications between the agents and the reporter or the individuals, but we can prove the contacts, end quote. Moving on, a federal judge in Texas blocked the Trump administration from using $3.6 billion from the Pentagon to pay for the construction of Trump's border wall. U.S. District Court Judge David Briones issued a permanent injunction which prohibits the Trump administration from using the funds to pay for the 11 wall projects along the U.S.-Mexico border. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, meanwhile, overruled Education Department officials on student loan forgiveness after the department's borrower defense unit reviewed thousands of complaints against now-shuttered for-profit colleges. It recommended that student borrowers be granted full relief from their federal loan debt under a rule called borrower defense. Despite the recommendation, DeVos instead unveiled a new plan that would base relief on how much value a defrauded student obtained from their school by comparing their median earnings to those of other students who attended similar programs at other colleges. And finally, Trump plans to sign an executive order which will interpret Judaism as a nationality, not just a religion, which would allow the government to withhold money from colleges for what he perceives as anti-Semitism on campuses. The order comes in response to the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement, which aims to, quote, end international support for Israel's oppression of Palestinians, end quote, and boycott Israel for its activities in the West Bank and Gaza. By recognizing Jews as having a collective national origin, Trump's executive order would trigger a portion of the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964, which requires educational institutions that receive federal funding not to discriminate based on national origin. Jared Kushner pushed for the executive order. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.
When the FBI, and you have great people in the FBI, but not in leadership, you have not good people in leadership, you haven't had...